Hello.
You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I am Michael Eads, and this is volume 116. I don't know if you tuned into the last episode, but we focused on a handful of great cover songs coming from the Nashville area. And frankly, it's a good episode. Go listen to it. After this one, of course. As such, we're playing a bit of catch-up this week on some new and notable releases. Honestly, there's so much new music that I should probably make this episode an hour long, but who has time for that? Anyway, several of these bands have been on the podcast before, but now there's full albums from each of them, and I firmly believe that you should take the full deep dive into an album when an artist releases a full album. So if you've heard singles from these people before, great. Now's your opportunity to hear even more from them, and we're going to play a couple album tracks. Before we dive in, though, I want to tell you that this podcast is part of a network of podcasts under the We Own This Town umbrella. I've been a busy bee this last week, recording a bunch of episodes for various shows on the network. You can keep up with all that activity over at weownthistown.net. You can expect new episodes from This Is The Place, our bar and restaurant podcast from Matt Meeks and Mickey Parks. New episodes from San Dimas Today, the premier Bill and Ted podcast, coming your way soon. Oh, and there's a new episode from Fan/Fiction with Andrew/Zach, and new episodes from Hot Minute Season 2, both right around the corner. Beyond that, there's also another new podcast coming your way, a music podcast, courtesy of Olivia Ladd. So keep your eyes on the website and at We Own This Town on all the various social networks to find out more about all of those things. The Olivia Ladd podcast is really stellar. Don't want you to miss it. They're all really stellar. I'm extremely biased. I think everything that we're working with is great. So thank you to all the hosts that are working with me, and thank you to all the listeners that are sticking with me. All right, enough babbling. Let's get to the music. First up, this is Rain Sticks with Stars and Saffron.
And the
All right. That was Rain Sticks with Stars and Saffron from the album Elkmont, the debut release under the name Rain Sticks. Rain Sticks is actually a pseudonym of a multi-instrumentalist slash extremely talented, extremely nice individual named Asher Horton. You may not even be aware that you're familiar with Asher Horton's work, but you probably are if you're listening to other bands around town. His main gig is in the band Sunseeker, but he's also been known to back up Quiche Knight and a bunch of other bands. Used to release music as Fox Fun and under his own name, all over the place. Extremely talented. I really love that record. That song in particular grabbed me because it's a really nice example of the pop sensibilities that run throughout the album, but also really zones out there for a while in layers and layers and layers on top of each other. It's a nice combination. Maybe it's a delightful psych pop. I don't know. I don't know what the micro genre is, but I like it. Nice job, Rain Sticks. I hope that's not the last that we hear from that project. All right. Next up, we're going to listen to a song called Global Warming from the band Corinthian Leathers. Corinthian Leathers. I need to do some research on what that means.
Surely after losing you is when I'm in my Waterloo. I've been crying bitter tears, who can say how many years? Some say the seas are rising with polar ice and tidal waves. But really it's my crying that'll put us all in watery grave. Thank you.
Global Warming from Corinthian Leathers off of the album Van, V-A-N, all uppercase. I gotta tell you, there's not a ton of info around this one. The Bandcamp page is pretty vague and cites no specific individuals involved with the recording or the writing, so I'm flying pretty blind here. But he does have this to say about himself. Quote, recommended if you like. Garage rock tunes with fake drums, pre-planned solos, cascading mini hooks. End quote. It's also tagged with dad rock as a genre on the band page, so maybe there's a bit of self-effacing awareness going on there, but I like that. I'm a fan of that. I'm also into the fake drums and the pre-planned solos. Are those supposed to be bad things? I don't know. They're not bad to me. Anyway, it's also a love song written around the concept of global warming. That has to be a one in a million. Are there a lot of those? Not that I know of. Also, just for anyone that was curious, I did look up what Corinthian leather is, and I will read you the exact definition from Wikipedia.org. Corinthian leather is a term coined by the advertising agency Basel to describe the upholstery used in certain Chrysler luxury vehicles. The term first appeared in advertising in 1974. So, again with the self-effacing, I'm sure Corinthian leather was a great marketing term back in the day for those Chrysler cars, but maybe also not the highest quality. I don't know. I wasn't alive in 1974, and I literally just read these words, so I'm coming at this pretty blind. If you have more information about Corinthian leather, hit me up at WeOwnThisTown. Would love to be educated. But in the meantime, moving on, let's listen to a brand new song from a brand new band called Crease Reader. This song is called Full Sun Prism Blues. Crease Reader with Full Sun Prism Blues from the Full Sun Prism Blues single. Yes, you are hearing me say four distinct words that sound like other words. That's Full Sun Prism Blues, not Folsom Prison Blues. Full Sun Prism. All right, you get it. Anyway, that's a brand new band. I mentioned that at the top of it. And at the time of my discovery, they had exactly one song up on Bandcamp. I kind of got a honeymoon feeling from it and just fell for it right away. Very into it and listened to it many times. So I, of course, had to include it here. Since that time, they have released another song, a second song, and it's every bit as good. So hit up the episode detail page for this episode of the podcast, and you can link straight to them. Follow them on the social networks, all that stuff. I like that song. It has like a strange combination of influences. It's like a laid-back 60s pop song sometimes, but it's also got like some Western influences, dare I say. Like if a trumpet just started wailing in the middle of that song, I would not have been shocked or disappointed. As it stands, I'm liking what I'm hearing. So two songs in like 2 weeks' time. I can only hope that that is a little bit of a signal that there will be plenty more on the horizon. And I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Crease Reader. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. We've played Eve Merritt on the show before, but her album No More Running was recently released in full, and I'd like to dabble a bit more in there beyond just the titular title single. So here's another album track from the release. This is Sound of Space Between. When I hear voice on the phone, I want to hear your voice next to me. When I hear your voice on the phone, I want to hear your voice next to me. was Eve Merritt with The Sound of Space Between from No More Running. Bit of a genre switch up there from what we've been hearing. The album is a lot of spacey tracks like that with a very heavily affected vocal line, very Kraftwerkian. Is that a genre? Can we call things Kraftwerkian? Probably not. All band comparisons aside, I enjoy that song, how it kind of builds up a wall of sound for the first minute or so and then just releases into this sprawling space and then becomes this sort of trance-like, repetitive embracement. I don't have all the words for it, but it's great. I just love the literal space that it creates orally. Go back and listen to that with headphones and pick up on some of the strings and the other sounds that kind of dodge in and out as it meanders along. It's nice. No More Running is now available on all the streaming platforms and I think on cassette, so go pick that up. Keeping in this genre, we're going to listen to another track from Meth Dad, his recent album Swate Drames. That is SWATEDRAMES, Swate Drames. I have confirmation that that is how you pronounce it. Recently was released, did a dual release show at Mercy Lounge in High Watt. Apparently was a phenomenal time. I missed it, I'm sorry, I was out of town. This is the lead track from the album called Fade Away. Fade Away from Meth Dad off of Swate Drames. I will never get tired of pronouncing that because I am never sure if I'm saying it right, even with that confirmation. That track's kind of a slow build, but whenever this comes up in my random playlist, I find myself more and more compelled by it. That ooh hook is downright infectious, and I kind of can't get over the backing vocals that are hanging out in there. They're sort of tuned down and slowed down and kind of scary. There's something about this Meth Dad stuff that's a bit dark. I wouldn't call it gloomy, but it's just not straightforward dance pop kind of stuff. There's something creepy there. It's got an edge to it. I mean, I guess it is called Meth Dad, so you have to imagine a father that's on meth, probably fairly terrifying individual. He's already painting a scene that's a little intimidating. You probably don't want a Meth Dad. Anyway, I digress. Great job, Meth Dad. Go check out Sweet Dreams. It's up on all of the streaming services, Bandcamp. It's linked from the episode profile page. I'm sure he'll be playing around town and everyone can sweat their asses off to his music. All right, well, let's keep in this electronic and dancey genre by playing a track from a band that shared the release show with Meth Dad. This is a band called Basic Printer. Here's Good Weird. Basic Printer with Good Weird from the album Good Weird. I'll be honest, I heard that track quite a while ago and it did not click with me. I just kind of passed over it. And then something happened. I found it on Bandcamp again, or it came up somehow. I have no idea what the circumstances were, but I gave it another listen and thought, man, I was very wrong. This is a great song. and I have listened to it a ton of times. I'm a sucker for that, like, ooh, ooh, hook. I'm sorry. I've sung twice now, and I will, I promise, I vow to you right now, I will not sing again on the podcast. There's kind of a sultry vibe to the song that's mixed with these fat, wet bass keyboard sounds. I think the name Good Weird is definitely apt here. Interestingly enough, the first half of the record is intentionally called Good Weird, and the second half of the record is called Bad Weird. All of the title tracks for the second half are even in lowercase, and the first half of the record, they're all in uppercase. So if you're curious about what Bad Weird is in this world, go listen to the album. It's linked on the episode detail page. I have listened to the full record and can tell you that there is weirdness throughout, but none of it is bad. It's just a fun name. All right, let's switch genres again. Genres? Let's switch gears again and listen to something in a different realm. This is Charlie Abbott with I'm Dead. Bit of a rocker there. That comes from Charlie Abbott. That song was I'm Dead. The album that that comes from is called Nirvana. And I have no idea if that's meant to be an outright nod to the listener that this music is heavily influenced slash inspired by slash paying tribute to Nirvana. But that's clearly what's happening, right? I'm not saying it sounds like a ripoff at all, but I'm saying it's got that incesticide vibe to it. It's both tight and sloppy and bombastic, and it's great. It's really good. The whole album is a hell of a rocker, so if you're looking for something a bit more like that in your life, Charlie Abbott's got you covered. All right, let's end the show with a track from Panda Park. This is Burner Phone. We'll be right back. Panda Park with Burner Phone. Bit of an abrupt end there, but you know, that's what they do. They're doing something a little bit different. That's from the Bad Bones EP. And before I talk about that song specifically, let me tell you a little story. Can I tell you a story? When I was younger, I loved the band Failure. Maybe you've never heard of them, but I was a huge fan. They had an album called Fantastic Planet. Love it. Still love it. Big fan. Oddly enough, I think I've mentioned that on the podcast before. Anyway, Failure broke up, and then one of the members went on to form a band called Autolux, and I absolutely loved Autolux, maybe even more than Failure. Then Autolux toured a bunch and then kind of stopped putting out albums and took a long hiatus. The drummer, Carla Azar, even ended up drumming in Jack White's band. And then they did put out a record, and that latest record just didn't really hit the mark for me. It was very different from their previous releases, which I applaud them for, but it just didn't grab me. Maybe it was just me and not Autolux, but it didn't do it for me. Listening to this Panda Park track, I'm reminded of what I loved about Autolux. There's like sharp guitars, there's thick and distorted bass, there's this great vocal line, and the whole thing's a little bit left of center and a little bit ominous, but it's still, it's a captivating rock song. I'm throwing a lot of praise on this, but I really like it. And I think the entire EP, despite just being five tracks, it does not make a single misstep. So please go give this a listen. It's linked on the episode detail page. Very much into it. Very much into everything played on this show. All right, I'm going to cut myself off. I've had 1.5 beers. That's it. This is We Own This Town, Volume 116. We are at We Own This Town on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at weownthistown.net. Come see us. Listen to our other shows, and I'll chat at you next time. Seriously, thank you so much for listening. Bye. This is a meandering rant. Hopefully you never hear it, but you never know what I end up doing on the editing floor.